Maybe you saw that underwater video from the site of the leaking oil well off the Gulf Coast yesterday.
Yeah, talk about bad movies.
Whoa, scary. That grainy green picture of an oil stream gushing into the Gulf. It is one piece of evidence that the government's estimate of how much oil is leaking may have been extremely and dangerously low. So how much oil is too much? 2 weeks ago, the federal government estimated that about 5,000 barrels of crude could be leaking from a broken oil pipe resting on the Gulf floor of the Gulf of Mexico. Well, nobody challenged that figure, despite the fact that BP refused to use some well-known scientific techniques that would have given a more precise figure. John Amos is the founder and president of Sky Truth, a nonprofit organization that uses satellite images to investigate and illustrate environmental issues. John Amos says that his company used satellite images to come up with their own figure on the estimated spill rate, and that theirs was closer to 27,000 barrels of oil per day. John Amos, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks. Good morning, Lynn. Good morning, John.
Let's start with these numbers. How did the government come up with their initial estimate, 5,000 gallons of oil leaked into the Gulf a day?
Well, it's not clear. We really didn't see any good public explanation of how they came up with those numbers. And it's important to point out that initially, when the rig was still on fire, Coast Guard was actually estimating the leak rate was 8,000 barrels per day. And then immediately after the rig sank back on Earth Day, the Coast Guard said there was no leakage at all from the well. And then a day later, they came back and said it is leaking, but it's only at a rate of 1,000 barrels per day, 42,000 gallons.
Let me ask this question before we get to your numbers. Is it possible for them to have known the actual rate, or were these numbers just sort of guesstimates pulled out of thin air?
Well, again, we have no knowledge of how they actually produced those estimates. You know, with deep water wells in the Gulf of Mexico, you can look at other wells that are in production and see how much oil they are producing at a controlled flow rate. And there are some individual wells in the Gulf, according to the chairman of the Petroleum Engineering Department at LSU, that produce as much as 1.2 million gallons per day.
Wow.
All right, so it is a wow. So, John, with your Sky Truth, with your organization, you use satellite images. How did you get from 5 to 27,000 barrels of oil a day?
Yeah, so our first estimate was based on a satellite image that we downloaded, processed, and analyzed from NASA, and that was taken back on April 27th. And it showed an oil slick that covered more than 2,200 square miles in the Gulf. And a colleague of mine, an oceanography professor at Florida State University, saw our image and our calculation of the size of the slick, and he said, "Hey, John, that doesn't really jive with the numbers we're hearing about the spill rate." So using the minimum thickness possible for an oil slick to be visually observable as an oil slick on the ocean, you know, we calculated that that slick had to hold at least 1.5 million gallons of oil. And backtracking to the day the explosion and spill began, that came out to a daily quantity of about 5,000 barrels per day. But that very same day, there was a statement in the press from a BP executive who said, actually, about 3% of that slick is 100 times thicker than the minimum thickness estimate we used. So we recalculated based on the BP executive's statement and came up with an oil slick that held 6 million gallons of oil, and that computes to a minimum average daily rate of about 20,000 barrels per day.
Now, John, you can't really do these estimates unless you can come up with an effective average thickness across the entire slick. If you're just multiplying by 100, that's not any more accurate than BP's number, right?
Right. So a few days later, the Coast Guard actually published a map of the oil slick. And that was a map showing what the slick looked like on the afternoon of April 28th. So we measured the size of the oil slick on that map. And that map was important because it was actually annotated with visual descriptions of what the slick looked like to trained Coast Guard observers in various places. And there are international standards that have been published for oil spill response that tie those visual descriptions to an estimated thickness for the oil slick. So when we combine the size of the oil slick as mapped by the Coast Guard with thickness estimates based on the Coast Guard's own visual descriptions, we came up with an estimate of 8.9 million gallons of oil in the slick on the April 28th, and that translated to an average daily rate of 26,500 barrels per day.
What is that? And what does that translate to in something that we might understand? What does 27,000 barrels of oil a day really mean?
Well, there's 42 gallons per barrel, so that translates to about 1.1 million gallons of oil a day.
That's a lot of cars you could run on that.
Sure.
And a lot of heating systems in homes. You have not made a recent calculation, is that correct?
That's correct. Our, you know, as the oil spill goes on forward in time, on any given day, the amount of oil that we see at the surface is no longer representative of the amount of oil that's come from that well. We've had dozens of hardworking response crews working 24/7 to diligently scoop up all the oil they can. They've been burning it. They've been spraying aerial dispersants on it, which drives the oil underwater so that we can't see it on satellite imagery anymore. And natural processes are at work the entire time to break down that oil slick as well. So any estimate that we would make at this point would be a serious underestimate of the daily spill rate at this point.
And what is the one fact you would like to get from BP so that you could make a better estimate?
Well, I think the key is that video, that seafloor video. And there are scientists who study these things called black smokers, these vents in the Pacific, and they use video techniques to measure the flow rate coming from those vents.
But you need to know the size of the pipe, correct?
That's correct, and certainly that's knowable. I don't know why that number hasn't been published if it hasn't.
Okay. John Amos, founder and president of Sky Truth, a nonprofit organization that uses satellite images to investigate and illustrate environmental issues. John, why do I think we still don't know the real number?
Well, it's a mystery, and they're using some pretty radical techniques to try to get to the bottom of this.
Indeed.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.